Parents, teachers, and students stand together. I'm a school student, and although I'm not directly affected as I'm in year 9, I worry about the safety of those who are. Children in primary schools do not understand germs. They will happily cough and sneeze, and wipe their noses on their hands, and touch things. Children in foundation will not socially distance. A child will want to hold their teacher's hand, and play with their friends, that they haven't seen in months. How can you tell a 4 or 5 year old, to not touch things and people? It's just not realistic. We also have to question the quality of the education when both the students and staff are in this anxiety-inducing situation. Kids and teachers will be too scared to work, learn, and teach, feeling anxious that they will get it, and pass it on to their parents, grandparents or sick siblings. The images of schools in France where children sit in crosses in boxes is so sad. The government has said we owe it to children to reopen schools. This is completely hypocritical and manipulative when all my generation has known is austerity. When they have cut our mental health services and schools, and tripled tuition fees. The Tories have done nothing to make young people's lives better. They are just making it worse. They are reopening schools wider simply due to the economy and the capitalists losing money. The government should be making sure every parent who has to look after children is fully supported financially, and telling employers that they can't force parents into work before schools can reopen safely. Schools in France and South Korea have had to close again, because of an increase in coronavirus cases. Students and teachers should be able to feel safe and secure when going back into their work environment. We should all come together, parents, teachers, and students, and stand together against the unsafe reopening of schools. Bethany Morgan Smith, Leicester School student and Socialist Party member.